USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities in Tennessee are still looking for the motive in a Christmas morning bombing in downtown Nashville. Police are testing what could be human remains found near an RV that exploded as the area was being evacuated. Buck McCoy was one of the evacuees who made it out safely. He tells CNN he's thankful he's going to be able to go back into his apartment to grab his cat.
Today we're starting to look for our animals. I was not able to get my cat out. I barely made it out myself. There was glass everywhere. There was large objects. There was wood. There was stuff to climb over, and I was unable to get my cat.
The federal government is heading toward a partial government shutdown on Tuesday unless Congress passes a funding bill. President Trump refusing to sign a $2.3 trillion spending package, saying it doesn't do enough to help struggling Americans. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. But call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Pope Francis is insisting that vaccines for the coronavirus be distributed to everyone. In a Christmas Day address, the Pope calling the development of vaccines against the virus a light of hope in this dark year. He said it will only remain a light of hope for all people if they are available to everyone. The Pope also urging countries to help each other because the challenge of the pandemic has no borders. A golf legend is hospitalized with COVID.
65-year-old Australian great Greg Norman says he feels very flu-like and is in self-quarantine. He's hospitalized in the U.S. with symptoms of the coronavirus. He posted on social media a picture of him wearing a mask and lying on a hospital bed. Norman won two major titles at the British Open in 1986 and 1993. His wife has also tested positive. Norman's last appearance was with his son last week in Florida. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
In Joe Biden's first official campaign speech, he promised to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour if elected president. The federal minimum wage has been $7.25 an hour since 2009, which comes out to roughly $15,000 a year for someone working 40 hours a week. Dan Geltrude is an economist and certified public accountant. He tells USA Radio News a $15 minimum wage would have an effect on everyone.
My position always has been related to raising the minimum wage. I understand the reason for it, and again, it can be an emotional one to say, hey, listen, there's people who literally can't make it on such a low wage, and I think that we have to acknowledge that. At the same time, the free market is not going to react well. Employers are not going to react well. They are going to move a lot more quickly to artificial intelligence and technology to replace people in order to save on those costs. It's not just the $15 an hour, it's the wage compression related to people who make $15 an hour now have to be moved up to 20 or 30 or some other number. So it's not just minimum wage, it's a push of the entire wage base for an employer much higher.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.